Hello and welcome to Panel 2 on the Podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week predicting the divisional round of the 2025 NFL postseason. There are four teams left out of 14, and the one seeds are back in the game after their byes. Now, some crazy games. The Rams slaughtered the Vikings, and Sam Darnold got sacked 9 times, which is a tied for the record, and that probably cost him a ton of money because he really, some of them were the offensive line fault, some of them were just his fault where he runs around but he doesn't leave the pocket and he doesn't throw it away. The Texans beat the Chargers in a really goofy game with one of the weirdest plays I've ever seen. The blocked kick 2-point conversion was crazy. And then, I mean, the Bills beat the Broncos predictably. The Packers lost to the Eagles predictably, and the Ravens beat the Steelers, and the Commanders beat the Buccaneers, which, I mean, that game could have gone either way, and it was incredibly close with a last second field goal. So we're starting off with the Chiefs hosting the Texans. Now, I mean, the Texans managed to get away because the Chargers are the Chargers. The Chiefs are different, though. I think the Texans stand just no chance. The Chiefs are going to advance probably like 31-17. Then the other AFC game is the Ravens, and they are going to Buffalo to face the Bills. I think that the way this works is the Ravens, I think, will beat the Bills, but they won't beat the Chiefs. The Bills could beat the Chiefs, but they won't beat the Ravens, which is the weird way this works. So I think that the Chiefs don't have much obstruction. But I think it'll be a really good, really close game. They met in the regular season. I think that was like the Ravens' first win where they destroyed the Bills. The Bills got better, but I don't think that much better. It's going to be good, probably 28-24 Ravens. On the NFC side, it's the Lions hosting the Commanders. I think the Commanders are going to put up a good fight, but ultimately lose. They do have a shot at winning. They have a non-zero chance of winning this. But the Lions are just going to destroy them. I think it's going to be Lions-Eagles, spoiler, in the championship. And I think the Eagles are going to be taking that one. The Lions have done great this year. 15, I think, wins. Yeah, 15 wins. And just absolutely dominating. But the Commanders have put up some good fights. They've been a good team. They're a team that they're going to be good in the future. Their young team with Jaden Daniels is looking up for them, especially with their new ownership getting rid of Dan Snyder. The Lions are ultimately going to win this, I think. Probably like 31-24. Then Eagles hosting the Rams. The Rams are my favorite football team. They just came off of crushing the Vikings in Arizona, of all places, because of the wildfires. The Rams aren't going to do this well. They have a great pass rush. Their defensive line is amazing at pass rush. It is not that great at run stop. And the Eagles like to run because they have Saquon Barkley, the 2,000-yard rusher. The other problem is they have a good pass rush, but this is just the Eagles line is better than the Rams pass rush, in my opinion. And Hurts is just generally a very difficult to sack quarterback. Last time they met, the Rams couldn't do much defensively. I think Saquon's going to rush for over 150 yards, as much as I hate to say it. And I think the Rams' offense is going to put up a decent fight, but ultimately, I don't see any chance of them winning. Eagles, 31 to 27. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this super short episode for only 4 games. Hope you enjoyed watching those games. You'll hear more of me next episode.